I'm going to have Jerry explain that to us
now.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Do I have the floor then?
You do.
Okay, hi. Yeah, my name is Jerry Wright with the City IT Department. I've been asked to come here and kind of explain how we currently are recording our committee of the whole meetings, which are actually in the same room, same recorder. Just the process of where it gets stored and how we get it up to the website. I'll give you a little quick demo on how to retrieve these anytime you want to go and listen to the minutes online later on. Some of you may be familiar with it, again, because we have, I think, 21 different boards on our website. Not all of them record. If you ever done a city council meeting, that actually has video. This is just strictly going to be audio for now. We are looking, hopefully, in the future. There was a proposal to put cameras and microphones in here. That got vetoed down by the mayor about 3 months ago. But hopefully in the future we'll have better microphones. So right now everything's being recorded just off that one recorder here. So people in the back, if you're going to speak for any reason, you will have to raise your voice because it won't pick it up very well. So when I'm recording, I'm just going to give you a real basic view of how it works. This recorder, when I get done, we're going to hit the stop button. It creates a file on there. Jody will then upload this to a site, and I'll show you this website here shortly. It automatically updates our website, so it's minimal amount of effort on the city's part once it's all set up and working right. And in that, I'll just quick show you the website and how to get there. So right now, if you come, this is our RochesterMen.gov website. For those that haven't seen it, they should go there. It's very important, right? We do have in the scrolling area down below, we have a button called Meetings and Agendas. And that's actually going to take you to a website. And I already have a second browser open to this website. So they'll give you a list of all the meetings. This is 2017. If you want to look at 2018 meetings, you just click on 2018. I'm going to an older one just so I can show you how to retrieve an existing file. The way we do this is all stored up in the cloud. I know this is probably over your heads, but it's being stored in the cloud is we don't have any file servers.
That was good, Jerry. That was good.
I'll make sure they get the humor.
I'm a little worried about that.
So this data is being stored on a Microsoft server out in the internet. Probably the best way to explain it. So we don't hold the data locally. We can download it if we need to. But again, once we've done recording this, you will then just browse to the meeting that you want to go to. This meeting isn't currently under this. This is our Minitrack software at the city. Today, we're one of the few commissions that is not on our website today. But you'll see park board, city council, regular meeting, and some of the other ones. I'm going to show you the committee of the whole because that closest mimics what we're going to be doing here today, right? No cameras. So we browse to our January 9th, 2017 committee of the whole meeting. All you have to do is click on the video and audio. Again, we're like recording audio. I won't click it because I don't have any volume control, so you guys won't be able to hear it anyways. But if you actually just click on it, it actually opens up a little player. It'll start playing. And again, I don't think you're going to be able to hear because I don't have any microphone hooked up. But you won't see any video, but you'll just hear the audio of this meeting today. Again, this automatically, once we upload it to the site, again, no maintenance on our side. This little video audio button or icon automatically shows up for you to listen to. Usually about an hour or two after the meeting, depending on the process that this charter wants to do or this commission wants to do. In a nutshell, if there's any more detail, I'm here to answer questions real quick.
So you have to go to meetings and agendas.
Yep, so go to our main website first.
So you can't get to it from the Charter Commission's?
We will be adding that. So we, on the Charter Commission webpage, you will have a button, and it depends on how Jody wants to set this up. But it'll be a link that'll say it'll actually take you to the main page just like you're seeing here.
Okay.
You'll still have to scroll to the meeting date that you want to go to.
All right.
So yes, and then so it will be a one click from your. I'm assuming most of you've been to the Charter Commission's webpage. So
if you go to January of this year, then you'd have to scroll down until you found the Charter Commission.
Yep, you would go down to, and today is the 9th, but since we don't have this on the software quite yet, you would see that line item, and then after we upload the audio to the website, this little button right here, there will be a button here that says video audio, and you can go in and listen to it. Fast forward, and go back, listen as many times as you want.
All these meetings that don't have an audio or video tab were not recorded?
Correct. So the Energy Commission does not. Well, yeah, most of these right now do not. Create the whole. If you look, that's January 17th. That's coming up.
Coming
so
up.
That'll
great.
Be.
It's on the first page. Charter Commission.
This does have a second view. Some people don't like this list view. They have
that's
a calendar
the
view.
This is
which most of us are more familiar with.
Oh.
Right? It's just a calendar of January. Here you'd have to show the downloads. And well, I took probably a bad one. Made the hole here. Actually, those haven't been uploaded, but you would see a video audio button when you click on those downloads. Pretty simple process. Very cheap device. Same device right now that the city clerk uses in this room. In the future, I'd like to see microphones. That way, they'll pick up everything, no matter where you are in the room. But unfortunately, today, this is the way. If you listen to a committee of the whole meeting, if you've ever been out to our website, you will know exactly what it's going to sound like. So any other questions? Yeah, sure.
And the playback, is the function strictly fast forward, fast reverse? And how, when you say fast forward, is it multiple steps so that you can get to?
I believe it's 10 or 20 second increments. So if you keep clicking on it, it'll take you 10 seconds or 20, I can't remember for sure. If you hold the mouse down, it'll fast forward a lot faster. So it'll go, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 seconds or whatever. If we go all the way, and Jody doesn't like when I say this, we can put our minutes and agendas in this software, which we do for our city council. The benefit of doing that, if you want to go to agenda D5, let's say, you would click on D5 on the agenda or the minutes, and it actually takes you to that part of the meeting, so you don't have to get on the scroll and try to find your way. That takes a little bit more of work on the clerk side, and because they have to sit here, and every time you go to a new agenda item, they have to basically click to put that bookmark out there. But right now, I don't know where we're going to go with that, but right now we're going to start with recording, and hopefully that works well for you guys. Any more questions from anybody?
If you'd like to start recording, I'd like to have a motion and a second. And then Jody also has a few things to show on the website based on your conversations last time.
Are there any further questions about the process and where it ends up? How about some discussion about beginning the recording or not beginning the recording? Or a motion?
I'll take this. Give a motion. We approve recommendation. Audio tapes for minutes as soon as they can become available.
Okay.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that?
I mean, is this on a volunteer basis? Is this a city policy?
There is no city policy.
Where is this coming from?
I think it came just out of questions from this commission, and I think it would be a volunteer basis.
It was discussed at the council when
Oh, what did we bring? The city administrator language went to the council last year. Mm-hmm. There was discussion after that vote about not knowing what our conversation was, and that our meeting should be recorded.
Well, the city council, this is the first time I've seen a city council member here for a long time. Maybe they should come and listen to us rather than trying to interpret what's going on.
Well, or we could be live streaming because people have jobs.
Sure.
Fran?
I have a question about the nature of the motion. Is the motion then to establish this as the policy for the Charter Commission from here on?
Yes.
Or is it just for tonight? For here on?
From here on.
I'm a little concerned, frankly. We did have a brief discussion, you're right, Kelly, but I don't think we really had an extensive discussion. I don't think we really, we understand a little bit of the technology, but that doesn't really give me a comfort on the overall and what the consequences are and what its usability really is and that kind of thing. I'm not convinced that we're ready to make a really informed vote.
Could I offer a friendly amendment? And Fran, I absolutely agree with you that maybe we try this for a trial of 1 year, which is six meetings and sometimes five meetings, and then be able to have a serious discussion on it, whether we're using it, others are using it. So I would like to offer an amendment that this would go to for a one-year trial. I'll amend my motion.
How do we do that? Because it's already been seconded.
Second accepted.
John, do you accept the amended motion?
Yep. Second that.
Okay.
Can I just ask what the concern is about? I mean, what more information do you need to make a decision?
I'm not really yet convinced of how this is used, so we've only heard a little bit. I'm not convinced of the usability, not just who wants to use it, but the usability of it. So, for me anyway, I'm a bit of enough techie. When you said about do we understand, I understand the cloud and all those kinds of things. That's fine. But I think this goes further than just the technology of being able to record sound into a recorder and have it go someplace and then you can play it someday.
We're really amending your rules of process. We're not amending the charter. If you don't like it next meeting, you can do away with it. Putting a time limit on it is, if you'd like to, that's fine.
You know, the world is driven by those who show up, but quite often, unfortunately, those who don't show up are then not involved in the management of some of our public institutions in particular, and to continue to be dependent upon a typed set of minutes for the history of what has happened at a public body just isn't keeping with the times. The legislature, Representative Bradley, communicates electronically with its constituents, and the public hearings where you used to sit and took public testimony, recorded things, videotapes things, streams them electronically throughout the state of Minnesota so that people can participate in the processes at the state capitol. I just think this is a step that the city needs to really make, that we need to move into the 22nd century and electronically manage these things, and that people, it would be nice if this was live streamed, if people could be sitting at home listening to our discussions if they chose, the way you can with the city council. It would be nice if the committee of the whole was live streamed, so that people could be monitoring what was going on as it happened. But at least if it's recorded, you can listen to what the discussion was and judge what your elected officials did.
John? Yeah, how many committees right now are being recorded at this point or considering it?
I believe about seven or eight.
And how many committees?
I have to verify for sure.
How many committees are there? I mean, there's just
21.
21, so a third.
That we're recording. some of them are city-county combined.
Sure.
That we're hosting for the county. Some are doing exactly what we're doing here, just putting the audio recorder on the table. If they're in the conference room or the boardroom down the hall, right, we have cameras, and that is live stream. So what we're talking about here, we don't have the capability in this room to live stream. So like you can't. If I couldn't make it today, I wanted to listen to what was actively going on. We're not going to have those ability in this room today. Right now, it's just record it, upload it, and an hour after the meeting, we could have this on the website.
So my husband was going to come with me, and my daughter's home throwing up. What have you got to hide? I mean, what's the problem?
We'll get to an open comment.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Fred?
I'm city attorney of a city that for the last several years has live-streamed its council meetings. That's city of Chatfield, that little town down the road about 20 miles. I think it's a great thing to have. I would have no problem if we live-streamed all governmental meetings, because that's where we're going at some point, in my view. I've existed in an environment in a courtroom for 50 years almost, where everything I say is taken down by somebody or recorded by somebody. The only issue I would have with something like this is the fact that it's an audio, and those audio programs sometimes are not very good because you have one microphone, you should have a number of microphones, people don't identify themselves before they speak. If you've ever tried to make a record out of a process where we had a single microphone and no control over how things go, it becomes almost impossible to decide anything. But given that, I'm still prepared to allow this experiment to happen, because I think that's where we're going to end up anyway, and we need to do it. So
I just commented, that was one of the exact concerns that I had. I mean, you're right, in the legislature we did, but we had very sophisticated sound and video. If it was live streaming, I'd be at a different, I'd be fine with that. But this isn't, and I hope that a lot of us will take the time to listen to some of these, because I'm really worried about what the quality will be.
I don't see anyone else that has any further discussion on it.
Could you repeat now with the motion?
Sure, we can. Bob, you want to?
Okay, I made a motion that we proceed with the audio recording of this body. With the stipulation that we exercise the opportunity to review it at no later than 1 year as to whether we will continue in this direction, what modifications may be necessary so that everybody's comfortable with the performance of the audio.
That motion presupposes that we'll post this someplace, like on the website or some other place, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, like that's what Jerry was saying. Yeah.
And John seconded that.
Correct.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
No.
One nay.
Abstentions?
Just identify communication.
Abstentions?
Any abstentions? Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome. Just identify that we have communications. So we're not going to talk about it.
Okay, well, I got to move the election officers first before we set the order, don't we?
No, that comes up after.
Okay. I want to identify under the administrative business that we do have quite a few communications that have come out to us over the course of the past week or two. And I'll read the titles here quick, but the memo from the city clerk, Vanessa Hollingshed, section 15.05, subdivision 3, and then a proposed section 2.01, subdivision 3.
And a question. The date is 2017, but it's really 2018. Is that correct? Right here.
One.
I wasn't sure if it was something
that
she'd written.
Yeah, that should have been 2018.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was something that we had asked her previously for.
On the city clerk's memo, she has incorrectly used the year 2017 instead of 2018.
First one of the year, you always do that.
Okay, so now we'll open it up to open comment period. I see a lot of fresh faces in the audience. We would like to reserve this to a 15-minute open comment period, and we can use, you know, be nice to others method of standing up or raising a hand or something like that. And again, all cell phones off, please, and no shuffling of papers because we're recording. Do we need to state name and address or for the record? Mm-hmm. State your name and address for the record, please.
Paula Hartman, 5805 Lane Court Northwest. I have multiple sclerosis. Recording, live streaming, closed captioning, speech to text, speech to speech are all part of open government and transparency. It's not just a matter of what you all prefer to do. It's that I have a right to be able to hear this meeting, see who's talking, see it and hear it. If I'm deaf, it could be speech to ASL. Again, closed captioning. It's not good enough to pretend it's all up to you. It's ADA. You're required to. You have to do it. And that's what's coming.
Thank you. Anyone else? Open comment? Oh, we're here. Sue. Sorry. Mr. Wojcik.
Michael Wojcik, 984 Foxville Drive, Southwest. I am a concerned citizen. I'm here to speak a little bit on ranked choice voting, and ultimately, I think at some point this needs to have some serious discussion and go to the voters. In particular, one of the things that I'm seeing right now, and we are very fortunate to have a citizenry in Rochester that I have never seen this fired up for an election cycle ever in my life. And that is fantastic news for all of us. That bodes well for democracy. One of the interesting side notes that I'm learning is there's so much interest in city council seats because somehow people have deemed that this is a sexy position now, is that we have multiple people who are interested in serving in local government, and they're starting to talk amongst each other that perhaps one or two of them should step aside and support another candidate, which is really the unfortunate downside of a traditional system with a series of primaries and then a general election. Ranked choice voting allows all of these voices to be on the table, and I think that's something that's good for the future of Rochester. Now, we are the largest city in the state of Minnesota that does not use ranked choice voting, and we've seen tremendous success and popularity in the cities where this is being used. So I would encourage us to, at this point, take a serious look at it and perhaps deliver it to the voters to make a decision on.
Anyone else care to comment? Yes, ma'am.
Hello, I'm Deb Brinkman. I'm with the League of Women Voters of St. Louisburg. Do you want my address too? Or?
Probably, sure.
Okay. 4327 Alabama Avenue South, and it's in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. So I'm with the League of Women Voters of St. Louis Park. The League of Women Voters Minnesota, so our state league, did a 2-year study of alternative voting systems, and that ended up with a study paper that was published in 2004. In 2005, the League of Women Voters chose to add a position to their program so that supported ranked choice voting just for cities like Rochester and St. Louis Park so that we could advocate and take advantage of alternative voting systems that are better, and encourage more improved or more engaging democracy. After they added that position, then our league started going to our charter commission as well, asking about ranked choice voting. And we had several barriers, like the voting machines, which have now been replaced, and now they'll support ranked choice voting. So those barriers are gone, and the latest development is that our city council recently chose to vote to eliminate our expensive and not real well attended primaries. And so when they did that, that sets us up for a plurality situation where if we have three candidates running for mayor, maybe a mayor could win with only, you know, 20% or 25% of the vote. And that's not a very good representation of the population and what the voters want. So our league, and we're being led by several people of our city council, are saying now's the time to implement ranked choice voting. So our league and most of our members of city council, I think think all of our city council members, are really promoting ranked choice voting. And we hope to have it in place for our 2019 election. So if Rochester starts working on ranked choice voting, it's going to make everything, it's going to make it easier for us as well. Because the more communities that are talking about it, that are implementing it, and that are seeing the benefits of it, like Minneapolis and St. Paul, it's going to be easier for all of us.
Thank you. Two more. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm Steve Monk. My address is 1030 Glendale Hills Drive. That's in Ward 5. I'm here also as an advocate of ranked choice voting. The current system we have works great if you only have two people running. I think we're in a world where this is going to be greater diversity. We want more choices. And the current system just breaks down when you have more than two. You get spoiler effects. You get wasted votes. People that don't want to. And you have to have the expensive primary, like was already commented on. I think it's just it's not a cure-all, but it's just a small step for a better democracy. We brought with us Jean Massey. She's the director of Fair Vote Minnesota. If any of you have questions about the experience in St. Paul, Minneapolis, feel free to engage her after this meeting or at any point. Now, I just would like to ask for your favorable recommendation to the City Council. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to introduce myself since I was referred to. I'm Jean Massey, and I'm the Executive Director of Fair Vote Minnesota. Not Fair Vote. I get that wrong. Fair Vote Minnesota. We're a statewide nonprofit organization that promotes better elections for a stronger, more inclusive democracy. And we've been around for about 20 years. We helped initiate the process in Minneapolis and St. Paul and have helped lead the communities through the implementation process. So for starters, I want to commend the community of Rochester and the Charter Commission for taking this issue up, for considering it. We have seen this promote tremendous benefits where it's used in the Twin Cities, and that you have an opportunity to look at that and see if it makes sense for Rochester really makes a lot of sense at this juncture. We're excited that St. Louis County is looking at it too. I just want to say, I'm not going to take up a lot of time today, but at a point when we have an opportunity through a public hearing or through any questions you may have, we're happy to share information with you. I believe I provided to you a Q&A about the experience in Minneapolis and St. Paul and a sample ballot. What we have learned through several implementation cycles now of ranked choice voting in Minneapolis and St. Paul is that it has fostered, most importantly, a whole lot more voter participation and greater turnout. That's good for democracy. And a whole lot more civil elections in the Twin Cities. And so to the extent that that's an issue here, we're seeing the direct impact of ranked choice voting on the tone and tenor of campaigns. So we can provide more information to you as you deliberate this kind of issue, and happy to be at your disposal to answer questions. I want to acknowledge what the city clerk had raised in her memorandum to you, and I addressed this in my memo to you, which is because you hold elections in even years, you have the additional challenge of making sure a ranked component fits on your ballot that cities that do this in odd years don't have. The good news is that the county, Homestead County, is going to be replacing equipment this year, upgrading to the same equipment Minneapolis has, so that you'll be able to take advantage of that advanced technology, and that ballot design looks like it will not be an insurmountable hurdle for you. It just requires a little bit of studying to look to make sure that that's going to be fine for the community of Rochester. So a conversation to have as you move forward in the conversation, but it is important to give recognition to that. So again, thank you for your consideration of this issue. We stand ready organizationally to be a resource to you to the extent you need that.
Thank you. All right, we will move on to committee reports. Nominating committee report. And we do need to move the election of officers right after this nominating committee report, correct?
We will.
Yeah, we will. Okay, so is there a nominating committee report?
We're
done with the open comment period. This forum isn't it's not a public hearing necessarily. That will come, hopefully, before City Council. Nominating Committee report.
Yes, sir. By the way, I've been in this for, I think, 17 years. It's by far the largest group that we have ever had collectively over the 17 years. I'm talking about if we added everybody up, this would be about the size of the crowd we have. So thank you for all attending here. I'm Lee J. Johnson, and the nominating committee is coming forward with the nomination for secretary for the next year is Kelly Mueller. You want to raise your hand there. Is Vice President Bob Hassinger down at the very end, and Vincent Berry as our president. Normally we have elections once a year, but over the years we just got Vinny trained, and so we're going to have him do it another year.
Solid.
He's really doing good. So that's a report of the nominating committee.
I think part of that is probably just showing up.
Some days.
That's a motion too.
That, I'll move the slate of the nominating committee.
I'd second.
Any discussion about that?
You're not going to ask if there are any other nominations.
No. Are there any other nominations?
There are. You have to ask three times.
Lots of really bad.
No.
Seriously, you have to ask three times.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? I was waiting for somebody to speak up, Lee. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Are there any other or further nominations? Now I'm going to call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Any abstentions?
Ooh, he's learning.
I mean, usually we have these people put their head down while we vote. So since we're on TV and everything here,
it's true. Vote. Step off.
So the election of officers was already slated, correct?
Right. So voted. You vote section 2.01 sub 3 of the Denver municipal language.
Okay. I'll turn to you for that.
Included in your packet would have been some proposed language amending section 2.01 sub 3. You may recall that came from our activity in editing the charter to make it entirely gender neutral. I believe Leah's here, correct? You want to say anything, Leah?
Oh, I can, sure. I wasn't going to speak during open commentary because I've already talked to you guys about this multiple times, but yes, I ask you to vote in favor of Section 2.01, Subdivision 3, which would preclude any future changes to the Charter from accidentally or purposefully discriminating against anyone of any gender. And it's important to have full participation in our democracy, for everyone to be represented in our local legislation, and this change will ensure that happens. So, yes. Thank you. Please vote in favor of it.
Is there any discussion, Kelly?
Well, I'd just like to thank Leah for all your work that you've done. You have a very bright future ahead of you, and for Rose and your leadership. Fantastic, and I hope that we're finished tonight with all these changes. So I'm just going to read the change out loud for anybody that doesn't have their paperwork. So the proposal would be, in construing this charter, words and phrases shall be gender neutral and in no way indicate any bias as to sex. If language used in the charter appears to mistakenly or purposefully favor one gender over another, it shall be assumed that the word or phrase in question includes all genders.
Okay. Anyone else have anything to comment on? I know we've seen this a few times before, but it's been refined.
Need a motion?
Is there a motion? Will, yeah.
I'd so move.
Second.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. Any further conversation, or are we ready to go?
I just think everybody in the room should understand we're recommending this to the council. The council has to unanimously adopt it before the adoption of the amendment is final. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. All right. Seeing no further comments, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Any abstentions? I'm going to ask that every time, Wayne. All right.
Just to catch you.
Trace voting request for public hearing. Before we get into that, I want to interject something and a series of questions. Everybody's really interested in it, I think, to have a good
good, sound discussion. We need to have a framework of that discussion. And what I've done is proposed a series of questions for the committee to consider. And it moves from the general to the more specific. And doing that process clarifies what you need to focus on, what you can agree on, so that go from more broadly to support this, but then how do we support this if we go all the way to recommending to the council to hold a public hearing?
Do we have that?
I'm going to give it to you right now.
Okay.
So bear with me for the next 2 minutes. I'm not going to read the opening one because that's just already said. First of all, question number one, and I think it varies, is the first. What problem or problems are we attempting to solve with RC ranked choice voting?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. The it's not on the table. There is new business. I have suggested that I will be making a motion concerning setting a public hearing, but at the moment, this is subject of ranked choice voting is not before the commission.
Well, I disagree with you, sir. You're the one that raised this issue.
I'm going to raise it by motion that it be set on for a public hearing when that is at the point of the agenda.
But prelude to a public hearing is the committee or commission needs to understand what they're going to react to and respond to.
And you can say that when we get to that point, but right now we aren't at that point. It's the only point I'm making. If you're talking about establishing a procedure, then perhaps we ought to do it.
Okay, let's take one step back here. The second item under new business is where we're at right now, and it's listed as ranked choice voting, request for public hearing. So do you have a motion to make?
In accordance, I didn't appreciate we'd gotten that far.
We did.
More quickly than I'm seeing.
We've already elected an officer, so we jumped over
yes.
that one.
I would move that the commission place the issue of ranked choice voting before the members of the public at a special hearing to be called either in the month of February, if possible, otherwise at our next scheduled meeting in March of this year.
Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second that motion with the request of the maker of the motion that he also included in the motion the idea that if we have such a hearing, it be conducted in a suitable venue. Big enough to house the number of people who may show up.
Given the attendance today, I think that's a good point. If we could, if whenever it is scheduled, then we would have to obviously discuss whether we want to do it at a special meeting or do it at our next regular meeting. But if the city could arrange for perhaps a larger meeting room for that particular meeting, and thank you for that.
If we look at your next meeting in March, what would be the availability of the council chambers?
This is, I believe this is the discussion. So, yes.
It is not.
Not. That's been the minutes. Which is the last time. Commissioner. That's been the minutes of the last meeting that he moved it to be put on a table to be discussed at the next meeting, which is this
We don't have access to the calendar for the county board. So if you want to just pick that date in March. What was the second Tuesday?
March 13th. All right.
Or are we talking about February?
Well.
Or you were talking about February. I'm sorry.
Well,
no, I left the option available and hoped that the commission would make a decision about whether we wanted to do a special meeting or we did. There's a procedure for calling a special meeting in our rules.
The Tuesday, the 13th of February, is also not a county board meeting day.
That's the 15th. That's the 15th.
Yes, Kelly.
Is there a deadline for when a ballot question would have to be put on the ballot?
There is. I can't tell you what it is off the top of my head.
Okay.
I think it would be very difficult for you to consider ranked choice voting for 2018.
Sure, not that it would be in place for 2018, but that
it could be
potentially
on the ballot.
Be on
charter
the ballot.
Charter
ballot.
November.
Yeah,
and that's my question is, when does that ballot have to be finalized?
Jean, you, I think, have researched that question. Could you help us with that, perhaps?
Sure. My understanding is that in statute, a ballot measure needs to be decided 17 weeks before the date of the election. So typically, a charter commission would have through the spring to make a recommendation to the council. City council is responsible for developing the language of the question that goes on the ballot.
That's correct, unless they adopt it by ordinance.
Unless they adopt it by ordinance.
Correct.
So we have a motion and a second. And the second had said, look, we need a larger venue, and that's fine. But now we're stuck on February or March. And that's our document's going to tell us how we go about setting a special meeting. Is that correct?
Yes. There, if I might quote from Appendix C2, special meetings may be called by the president or at the request of at least two members of the commission. Secretary shall notify all members of the commission by any means, not less than 2 days in advance of such special meeting.
Okay, so the way I understand it is, and David just said, look, we're doing this by motion, that we're going to call, we're going to set this special meeting. So is there a discussion on when we'd like to do this? Specific date and time rather than sometime in the month of?
I would speak in favor of doing it in February because it would give us more time to discuss the matter before the city council if it were to be referred to the city council following the hearing.
Okay. Lee, did you have something?
Yes, in courtesy to the number of people who are interested in this, I just wouldn't give it a two-day notice. I would have a larger notice than that. It just is a courtesy.
Sure. Fran?
I feel like the train somehow left the station before we even had a chance as a charter commission to be informed. I would challenge, I mean, I'll admit myself, frankly, that I wasn't sure what I really understood. It's words that sound good, ranked choice voting, fair vote, but I wasn't sure what it is, and so I did a considerable amount of personal research to it, and what I concluded out of it is I hope that we would take time. Now, we don't have all of our members here. I think this thing has moved fast. I think it's a huge change that deserves to be slowed down a little bit so that this Charter Commission can be better informed. I mean, I would remind members, for example, that you might say there's some question about the fair vote if 1,406 votes were invalid in Minneapolis out of a total of 105,000. That sounds suspiciously like those were people who their vote was disenfranchised somehow. Now, I don't know what the reasons were. What I mean, though, is it seems to me to move to start and to have a public hearing before we have, I think, in a fair fashion, discussed and understood this issue. The other thing, I was a little surprised to get a mailing by an advocate group. I respect the people who are advocates are here. They have every right to do that. But there was no chance for the other side. And I did a considerable amount of research. There are many who have reservations about this. They've not really had a chance to be heard because this moved so quickly. I'm talking about the Charter Commission having heard it. I think it's premature, so I would move to table to our next meeting the motion that's before us.
Kelly?
It has precedence.
There's a motion pending.
Yeah.
Well, but the motion to table has precedent.
If it gets seconded, we'll discuss that motion. If it doesn't get seconded, it dies. So that's.
Got to get over this one.
I'll second it.
Okay, so now there's a motion to table and a second.
That's not debatable.
Vote on the motion to table if there's no discussion.
Is there any discussion on the motion to table?
There's no discussion.
I would encourage the commission to vote against tabling the motion. The reality is that all my motion does is sets a public hearing. The commission has the opportunity, along with every other voter in the city of Rochester, to then become informed about ranked choice voting, to hear the pros and the cons, and to make an intelligent decision before we do anything about proceeding with any kind of a vote on forwarding the matter to the city council. This is the opportunity to listen to people who are advocating or opposing this whole process.
Dave?
Well, if we have a public hearing in February, at this point we don't even have any proposed language, so I don't see anything going from a public hearing in February to the city council. They'll have to come back to you with whatever the proposal is to create the language. It's going to require some review of whether you can even do this when you have the odd or the even-yeared municipal elections. And I think we need a little more information. I know that Anissa Hollingshed was not even aware that the county was planning on buying the voting equipment. And she doesn't know whether that would be capable of reading a ballot that has both ranked choice voting and regular voting on it. So I don't see, maybe I'm wrong, maybe someone's going to come up with the proposed language for February, but I don't see that it will go anywhere until at least March.
This group hasn't talked about ranked choice voting virtually maybe 5 minutes tops. Initially last year, that issue was brought up and was tabled to some future date. That was the extent of it. Now we're presented with an opportunity or proposal to go ahead and jump in and handle a public hearing. Typically, when you prepare public hearings, Mr. Former County Attorney, is that you prepare it ahead of time and to be able to respond to questions that people answer in the audience. Now, if we don't even know for sure what we're going to respond to, how can we be good stewards of this process? And I'm not talking against voting that particular option, but we need to know what we're doing and how we're doing it. We're putting the horse before behind the cart, so to speak. We need to have a discussion amongst ourselves and take the same, is this the right way we gonna go? And this is a framework. Then we would set the public hearing so that we'd be able to respond to the people in the audience that would come and they have questions and particular things. We haven't ferreted those issues out. We're just moving right there and says, we got it, you know. And the situations that brought ring voting in other communities, Rochester's different. We're different in demographics, we're different in population, and the whole type of thing. So, you know, what do we need? What do we want? Certainly six on the ballot is, you know, rather egregious. Maybe somewhat smaller number may be workable. But I think we need to table this. We need to have a discussion in this group before we jump in and have a public hearing so that we can conduct a public hearing in a reasonable and coherent fashion so we don't look like we don't know what we're doing.
Kelly?
Well, to me, this is a chicken and egg thing. Like, do you have a public hearing so that you can hear from people what the issues are, pros and cons, so then you can come back to the charter at maybe the next meeting and discuss as a body? Or do we reverse that? That's sort of what I'm understanding from everybody's concerns. But I think that I learned a lot tonight just in the open comment period. I'd be interested to see what other people had to say. Had some more time to do my own research. So I don't know what the right answer is, but I don't think it's a either or. I don't think this is all going to happen in one meeting, but whichever one comes first is.
So the motion and the second to table still is what we're discussing currently.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I have to kind of pinch myself and remind myself what I'm doing here. I'm a member of the Charter Commission. I'm a member of a body that can implement a change in the charter by going through a certain process as long as the City Council unanimously agrees. That's one of the ways in which the charter can be changed. It's not the only way. There's a lot of different ways. If there's a groundswell of opinion in the community, the charter should be changed. There are ways that can bypass this body, essentially, and bypass the council. On the other hand, I don't see any reason to basically say, let's discuss this 2 or 3 months from now. If this is going to be an issue of community importance, let's get the discussion going. I don't know which way I would vote on this if it were up to me. My first reaction was, it's a great idea. That was after a couple of years ago when I thought it was a terrible idea. Then I read the city clerk's memo, and I'm thinking, as a member of the commission and a city attorney, I spent a lot of time working on the concept of getting the city elections to be at the same time of the rest of the elections. So if that is going to get screwed up by all this, that's maybe too high of a price to pay. So I don't know what the answers are, but Fran, you know, with all due respect, if we put this off until March, then it's another 2 or 3 months down the road. And if this is an issue that people want to talk about, let's get it going. We're not the end of the line. We're just kind of the start of part of the process. So why shouldn't we be reluctant to discuss it? We've spent years discussing stuff any number of times, like the mayor's responsibilities, the city administrator's responsibilities, all these things. This can't be any much more of a waste of time than all those discussions that have gone nowhere.
Frank?
At the risk of repeating, I think Bob's point is the really salient point. That is, other than a concept, we don't have a proposal. And if you read the materials on ranked choice voting, there are different models out there. And I think it's incumbent on this group to put forth, if you're going to have public hearings, then a public hearing on what? Not just a concept. It's got to be more than a concept. Because everything else that I've seen so far in the Charter Commission, we've certainly have had the opportunity and responsibility to put it to the public, but I thought we do that only after we've thoughtfully considered it and we have something specific to put to the public. To put to the public a concept called ranked choice voting, and if you do your research, you'll find it's all over the place. And there's a lot of specifics in here that aren't settled. And I think it's irresponsible for us to just have a public hearing on a concept. It ought to be on a specific proposal.
Jane?
I'm going to go back to the minutes because it says at the last meeting, member Ray Schmitz moved to discuss the issue of ranked choice voting at the next meeting in January. Is that right or wrong?
I don't have the minutes in front of me.
And a new motion was made to remove it as a tabled item and discuss it at the next meeting. And where I'm a little confused by this, I don't see anything wrong with having Bob present this issue on ranked choice voting as a guide for how we look at it.
I think that's fine. And my recollection is that the issue of it being on the table was raised by either Fred or Senjum.
I think Senator Senjum.
Yeah, I think Senator Senjum raised the fact it was on the table.
But it is on the table now.
No, it was removed from the table and scheduled for discussion and my motion at this hearing. I don't know what the minutes. I don't have the minutes in front of me. That's procedurally what happened.
But there was no discussion that there would be a motion on the table today
for a public hearing.
It was strictly discussion.
No.
But there has to be a motion before we discuss things.
When we talked about a lot of other issues, mayor and the whole bit, we've talked quite a bit before we got to a point where we were saying, are we going to proceed or not proceed? Here we're going and ask a question, are we going to proceed or not proceed, without answering any questions.
We have a lot of people here who have traveled a great distance to consider this issue and to say, come back in a month or two and maybe we'll get to it then. I mean, you can't do that, I don't think, very respectfully.
So, again, we have, there's a motion and a second, and a motion to table the initial motion and a second on that. And we're discussing the motion to table the original motion. Is there any other discussion on that? Seeing none, I'll call a vote. All those in favor of tabling the initial motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Let's raise hands. Yeah, can we get a show of hands on that?
You want to table the motion? That's what you want?
No, we don't.
No, it says, would explain what you're...
So, to table the original motion, Ray's motion says, hey, look, we need to call a public meeting on this. And to table it, Fran had said, no, we got to slow down. Let's discuss it as a group first.
Right.
Before we call a public meeting.
That's the impact of it.
Yes, right.
And we have...
So we voted, were we voting on Fran's motion?
We were voting on Fran's motion to table the initial motion.
Setting a public hearing.
Okay.
And you had six.
Right.
Six or seven?
Let's show of hands again for that one. There are seven hands, I see.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. It's table.
Did they ask for the dissenting votes?
Although
they can be recorded.
All those opposed, signify by saying aye or show of hands.
Aye.
I don't want the group people in the audience to go away from this and say this is going to, we're going to stall this. This isn't going to stall. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Yes.
We're going to do it for the city of Rochester. Because we'll have to live with it down the road. This is not a simple issue.
Okay.
Billy?
Yes, Lee?
Could we maybe set a February meeting of our charter commission so that we can discuss it among ourselves and then maybe figure out sometime in March, maybe at our meeting in March or at a public hearing then?
I think that would make the most sense.
As opposed to, I mean, we could work this for 2-3 years. You know, we have...
You make that kind of a motion.
Mayor is part-time or full-time.
Can I send out an email 2 days before, or do I need to say it now?
Let's say it now.
My term expires in December, though.
February 13th, we'll have a special meeting to discuss ranked choice voting as a commission.
As a commission?
So with this, that will be the only item that we're going to be discussing.
Correct.
That won't be mirrored with any other activities.
Kelly?
We're gonna
try and move on, but if you have something, I'd love to talk to you about it.
Could we have Anissa and anybody else that would have pertinent information
she
come to that
to
meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to gather anybody within the city that has concerns.
And Fran has said that he's done some research. Maybe share that with us.
I would be happy to see Bob's presentation if he'd put it in writing. I could read it beforehand. We don't have, you know,
this would be for commission only, though. This wouldn't be.
It's not a public hearing.
This is not a public hearing.
Public,
you're invited.
Correct.
Or listen on the internet or whatever. But that is Mardi Gras.
Well, the March 13th is the Ides of March, so I mean, we're
No, it's a 15th.
15th?
It's a 15th.
That's St. Joseph Day.
Lee, that's the one holiday I take off. I apologize. I'll be here on the 13th.
Yeah, I'll be.
You got to get those days right, Lee.
Friend, again.
I like the notion of what's being offered, but what I'm a little worried about is that we're setting a special meeting that's not on the calendar. I will not be here on the lawn. I don't know what the rest of the people are going to be. I worry a little bit about having a quality discussion means we need the presence of our members. And since this wasn't on people's calendar, I wonder if it wouldn't be a good idea to find out what the attendance might be like. I mean, if we end up with a significant number of people who can't make it because it wasn't on their calendar, it's not very far up, I would caution against it.
Legislature.
I'll work with you on that.
I think that's fair, and I think through Dave's office we'll be able to find...
If I'm the only one, then that's...
I will not be here also.
I would say find a date within a couple of days of the 13th.
Okay. I don't know.
If anyone has material that they want included in the agenda packet, please get it to me at least a week in advance.
Okay.
If anyone has any proposed language that they want to have considered, you're going to need to take a look at the charter provisions to find out what we need to amend to even allow this to happen. You may also want to consider if we're going to have to move to the odd years for municipal elections, what would we need to change there too? So I'm willing to see anything you have. I'll do my own research on it. And I may have something in the packet for you.
Some of the city clerk information, will she be? Be nice to have her here to kind of address this as well.
I think so.
Okay.
She had a laser feast convention up in the city.
Oh, yeah. But hopefully you can work around her schedule to make, I think
so
that's important.
We have a motion that we're going to set a special meeting.
I think I just called it. I don't even
with the stipulation that will be the sole item.
Correct. Yeah.
Nothing else.
And the date of the 13th is a moving target in order to make sure everybody's going to be here for it.
Okay. What are we just
can we all come?
It won't be a public hearing, but I believe the public would be welcome to attend.
Right. Well, it's a public meeting.
Yes.
It's always, it'll be a public meeting.
You can come anytime.
Yeah.
Every second Tuesday of the odd months.
Okay, so there would be a 15-minute open comment period on it, but and that would be at all the public meetings that we have.
Yeah.
But this would be the only topic for the commission to discuss.
Thank you.
Well,
John,
you going to send out like a survey monkey or something on dates, or so we can kind of get.
We will. Yeah,
that would be helpful. Mm-hmm. Do it that way. Yeah.
Does the chair intend to adhere to that 15-minute comment period? I think that the rules provide flexibility in terms of the amount of time that the public could be heard.
I do intend to adhere to a 15-minute comment period because I think everyone around this table is going to have their own idea and their own words to say.
Not a public hearing.
And to keep the meeting to the 4:30 to 6 o'clock as best we can.
Mr. Chair, I guess I'm certainly no enemy of public comment, but if we're scheduling this meeting as kind of a working session, my experience in going to governmental meetings for many years is that sometimes when you give somebody a 2-minute period to say something, it morphs into 10 minutes, and then somebody else gets up and says something. I'm looking at this meeting that we're having as a working session for us. I'm sure that there are people in the public who will have an opinion, and those opinions will be honored at some point in the future without any restriction if we have a hearing. But if we start a meeting and then say 15 minutes for public comments, and then 40 minutes later, we haven't even gotten to where we started from yet, I think we're defeating the purpose. The purpose of this meeting is not to have a public hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information. So I would prefer that we have an agenda that does not include a public comment period. Because otherwise, there's going to be a public hearing on the item that we're discussing.
Thank you.
I assume communication from the public could be emailed to us prior to the meeting?
Well, or it has been.
Right, but that could happen for the next meeting. People are concerned about the time.
Right, they have your email addresses.
Yes.
To that question, I was a little surprised to get the email from the Fair Board that I got. Is our email list a matter of public availability?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because I might have some people who will want to use the same thing then. Mm-hmm. Fair.
Can I ask a question about the voting? In the document we got in the mail from Fair Vote, it said, and we know you're going to upgrade your computer system. It was that in anybody's budget?
Would you like me to respond to that?
Please.
So, just knowing that you were initiating this conversation, I called the head of the Olmsted County Elections Administrator and asked what the intentions were with respect to equipment. It is joining many other counties in upgrading equipment in time for the 2018 election. So this is a big statewide kind of initiative. Olmsted County is a part of that. So by this election cycle, it is scheduled, doesn't guarantee it will be there, if everything goes as planned, you should have the upgraded equipment, it's called ESNS DS200 equipment. It's the same equipment Minneapolis has that is able, it's ranked choice voting capable equipment, right? So that's,
I found out that information from the old STIP.
See, I didn't want us to get to the end of the process and find out there's no way it can be completed because of the voting machine requirement.
Correct. I think in the information that I provided you, I thought I did it as a helpful step to the process, just for information and background to make sure that you were aware of that change, which the city clerk here
thank you.
Had not yet been informed about.
Did you
about.
Physically
so
get something in the mail?
No, I got
so
an email.
That just makes
okay.
it a little bit simpler for
yeah.
You to have a conversation to know that that upgrade yeah. is now available to City of Rochester.
Thank you.
Did that
thank
come in today?
It was Sunday night.
We
Sunday
voted
night,
on the question.
Okay.
There isn't a motion on the table.
There isn't.
We're simply discussing the mechanics of this meeting in February, as
correct.
I understand it. And I have a question. What, as Mr. Suler indicated, the question in many of our minds, I'm sure, is whether this is a good idea for the city of Rochester. Part of that is obviously what are the mechanics of a ranked choice voting election. Not only in general, but in specific, in terms of a ballot where there are statewide offices and all these sorts of things. Who is going to gather this information and make it available to the commission at our meeting in February? Where are we going to get all this information?
I'm hoping that the city clerk will have additional information by that time.
So that's who's going to then submit the issues to the commission about what would happen and what could happen?
Correct.
Okay, that's fine.
And she was the election person for Minneapolis when they started down this whole process, so she's got some experience.
That's what we understand, yeah.
Okay, seeing no further discussion on that, we'll move forward to our next item. Review of Section 15.05, Subdivision 3, RPU rate setting.
I would withdraw the item from the menu.
This particular
right,
item?
You're sitting right here.
I've already apologized to them, and I indicated that I was... it has been suggested that there is more discussion that needs to occur before the matter would be discussed intelligently by this body.
We're on time and a half.
I'm glad you did. Good night. We have fun.
I
was
in favor of vacation.
I think they get paid for the fun.
Like us.
One of them doesn't get paid at all, and the other one gets paid.
So you're withdrawing the
item? Yes.
Okay. Everybody okay with that? Consensus? To
I was against it, so I'm glad it's gone. So.
Are we deferring this to another meeting, or...?
My intent is to see if we can resolve the question that I was raising by a administrative decision on the board, the RPU board.
Okay. And everybody's all right with that, as Dave had asked? Okay. On to F, other business, as may be brought up by the members. Kelly?
I thought I remember in the past, at the January meeting, picking the topics we were going to discuss for the year. Is that normal procedure, or is that just
that's
just
when
did
we
that?
Don't have anything else to do.
Okay.
We have plenty on our agenda.
I think we're kind of full right now.
Curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have a few minutes, Jody would like to show you a couple things on the website that I forgot to ever do when Jerry was here.
Otherwise, should we adjourn?
No other business. Well, I'm sure Jody wants us here.
No, I meant, before I leave here.
Looking for a motion for adjournment.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Non-debatable.
Fair enough. Right. Now let's listen to Jody.
No, you have to vote. You have to vote.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Do we need to oppose it? Any abstentions?
You're tough tonight. Really.
Do we record?
Okay.